Thousands of mourners and a long list of dignitaries gathered at Anchorage Baptist Temple this afternoon to say goodbye to Senator Ted Stevens. It was a somber occasion, but there were also plenty of laughs as those who knew the senator shared their favorite stories. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski quickly set the theme for the ceremony.
Ted was Alaska. He just was Alaska.
Murkowski talked about the number of young Alaskans Stevens helped raise. She said he would recognize their talent and help encourage their success. And she said he taught everyone in Alaska the value of not giving up.
As important as Ted Stevens is to Alaska's history, he was all about Alaska's future. The legacy of dreams and the hope and the confidence that he left Alaskans surrounds all of us.
After Murkowski spoke, Vice President Joe Biden offered the first of three tributes to Stevens. Biden served with Stevens in the Senate for 37 years, and he started things off with a lighthearted reference to Stevens' ability to bring federal dollars to Alaska.
A significant portion of the money that belongs in Delaware and New York and Georgia, and as I look out at my colleagues, Hawaii resides right here in Alaska. Right here in Alaska.
Biden also talked about his first days in the Senate in 1973 when he was still reeling from the death of his first wife.
And many of my colleagues, some of whom are here today, offered help to get me through a pretty tough time in my life. But very few, I can count on one hand, and I can name them, offered as warm an embrace as the Republican senator who I had never met in my life, who walked across the floor of the Senate to my corner desk, up by that roll-top desk, extended his hand and said, "I want to get to know you. Ann and I want you to come to dinner."
Biden said he was able to offer support to Stevens when his first wife, Ann, died 5 years later. He ended his tribute with this message.
And to the people of Alaska, I can say with absolute certainty, without fear of contradiction, what Hamlet said of Horatio: "We shall not look upon his like again." I was proud to be his friend.
Senator Mitch McConnell, who is also minority leader, talked about Stevens' legendary grit. He said Stevens' contributions to Alaska were as great as the state itself. McConnell noted that most lawmakers in Washington would invite you to dinner, but Stevens was different.
Ted Stevens invited you to Alaska. He wanted us to appreciate the unique challenges the people who lived here faced every day. Every day in and every day out. And I can assure you that turning down an invitation to Alaska from Ted Stevens was not recommended. In fact, an entire generation of federal officials and lawmakers trekked up here at Ted's invitation. Many of them are here today. And not a single one of them ever left without being impressed by two things. The magnificence of the scenery, and just how much of Alaska's progress is the direct result of this remarkable man.
Senator Daniel Inouye, a Democrat from Hawaii, was one of Ted Stevens' closest friends, both in and out of the daily workings of Congress. They called each other brother, and Inouye said when Stevens was sworn in on December 24, 1968, he was a Christmas gift to Alaska. He said when oil was discovered in Prudhoe Bay, Stevens called him and asked him to come to his office.
"Well, we got to find a way to get it down here so we can sell it." I says, "How do you propose to do that?" "I'm going to build a pipeline." I said, "You're nuts."
Inouye listed years of accomplishments, trips together to Iraq and Afghanistan in times when they slept in tents with no electricity or other services, and worked to help the two distant states meet the needs of their citizens. Inouye said their personal and congressional relationship helped set the tone for getting things done.
We made the word bipartisan become real. Real. And as you look around here, among his colleagues, former colleagues, and you will see a lot of Democrats. The vice president is Democratic. Yes.
He said Stevens loved the military, and after the Vietnam War, when an all-volunteer military became the standard, he said Stevens vowed to help those who would be willing to risk their lives to protect his. Inouye said, veterans have lost a good friend.